From the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, this is Marijuana Policy This Week. I'm Chris Goldstein. This week's topic, Virginia, raising pot penalties will disproportionately impact young adults, a study says. More information on the Normal Foundation and the story featured in this report is available at norml.org. This week from Washington, D.C., Virginia, raising pot penalties will disproportionately impact young adults, a study says. Raising state criminal penalties for possessing marijuana will have a disproportionate impact on Virginians under age 30 and would divert law enforcement resources from other priorities, according to a study released this week by Virginia Normal and the Normal Foundation. The report, entitled An Argument Against Increasing the Maximum Penalty for Marijuana Possession in Virginia, was produced in response to proposed legislation, House Bill 737, that sought to raise marijuana possession penalties to 1 year in jail and a $2,500 fine. The House Courts of Justice Subcommittee on Criminal Law rejected the measure yesterday after having received copies of the report. Quote, Research consistently reports that severe penalties do not effectively deter marijuana use, close quote, states the study, which notes that cannabis use on average is lower in Virginia than in states with more stringent penalties. The report further notes that over half of those arrested for marijuana possession in Virginia are under age 30, and one-third are under age 25, quote, Longer sentences for marijuana possession will send more young men to jail for longer periods of time, and this also means that these young men will spend longer periods of time in the company of more serious offenders, close quote, the study says. It continues, quote, In conclusion, increasing the maximum penalty for marijuana possession in Virginia is unnecessary, too expensive, and counterproductive, close quote. This has been Marijuana Policy This Week from the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. More information is available at norml.org. Stay tuned for Marijuana Policy This Week, every week, right here on this station. I'm Chris Goldstein.